Numbers chapter 5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the Israelites that they put out of the camp everyone who is leprous or has a bodily discharge, or whoever has become unclean by touching a dead body. You must put out both male and female, sending them outside the camp, so that they may not defile their camp, where I dwell among them. So the Israelites did this, sending them out of the camp, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. That's what the Israelites did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Tell the Israelites, when a man or woman commits any sin that people commit by acting unfaithfully against the Lord, and that person is guilty, then he must confess his sin that he has committed. He must make full restitution for his wrong and add a fifth to it, and give it to the one whom he has wronged. But if the person has no close relative to whom restitution may be made for the wrong, the restitution for the wrong belongs to the Lord, and shall be the priest's, in addition to the ram of the atonement, with which atonement is made for him. Every offering of all the holy things the Israelites bring to the priest will be his. Everyone's sacred donations are his own. Whatever anyone gives the priest will be his. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites and tell them, If any man's wife goes astray and is unfaithful to her husband, and a man has sex with her and has hid it from the eyes of her husband, so that she is undetected, though she has defiled herself, but there is no witness against her since she was not caught in the act, or if jealous feelings come on him, and he is jealous of his wife when she is not defiled, then the man must bring his wife to the priest, and he must bring the offering for her, 2 quarts of barley flour. He must pour no olive oil on it or put frankincense on it, for it is a grain offering of jealousy, a grain offering of remembrance for bringing the wrong to remembrance. Then the priest will bring her near and have her stand before the Lord. The priest will put holy water in a clay pot and take some dust that is on the floor of the tabernacle and put it into the water. The priest will have the woman stand before the Lord and let the woman's hair go loose and put the grain offering for remembering in her hands, the grain offering of jealousy. The priest will have in his hand the water of bitterness that brings the curse. The priest will have her take an oath and will say to the woman, If no one has had sexual relations with you, and if you have not turned aside to uncleanness, being under your husband's authority, you will be free from harm from this water of bitterness that brings the curse. But if you have turned aside, being under your husband's authority, and if you are defiled, and someone has had sexual relations with you besides your husband, then the priest will cause the woman to take an oath of cursing, and the priest will say to her, May the Lord make you a curse and an oath among your people, when the Lord makes your womb to shrivel and your abdomen to swell. May this water that causes the curse enter your bowels and make your abdomen to swell and your womb to shrivel. Then the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. Then the priest will write these curses on a scroll, and he shall wash them off into the bitter water. Then he will make the woman drink the bitter water that brings the curse, and the water that brings the curse will enter into her, producing bitterness. The priest will take the grain offering of jealousy out of the woman's hands and shall wave high the grain offering before the Lord and bring it to the altar. The priest will take a handful of the grain offering as its memorial portion and burn it on the altar and afterward make the woman drink the water. When he has made her drink the water, then if she has defiled herself and has been unfaithful to her husband, the water that brings the curse will enter into her and cause bitterness, and her abdomen will swell, and her womb will shrivel, and the woman shall become a curse among her people. But if the woman is not defiled and is clean, then she will be free of harmful effects and will conceive children. This is the law of jealousy when a wife, being under her husband's authority, goes astray and defiles herself, or when feelings of jealousy come on a husband because he is suspicious of his wife, then he must have the woman stand before the Lord, and the priest will apply this entire law to her. The husband will be free from iniquity, but the woman will bear her iniquity.